will be excused until they arrive. The minutes from the February 25th, 2011 meeting were distributed electronically. Are there any changes to the minutes as distributed? Seeing none, the minutes are approved as distributed. We'll be taking up the following bill, House File 522. Senator Kenny, would you like to caucus? Democrats will caucus in 116, and Republicans will caucus in the Secretary's office behind the chamber. Thank you. Like to call the Senate Agriculture Committee back to order. When we went to caucus, we were ready to start on House File 522. Senator Rosenboom, you are in order for opening remarks on House File 522.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. House File 522 is a bill that allows livestock producers to install an anaerobic digester as a manure storage structure for qualified feeding operations. Current law requires that these manure storage structures utilize oxygen in an aerobic digestion process. I just say, Mr. Chairman, despite the subject matter of this bill, I think it's an exciting bill. It's not something that we talk about in polite society too much, but it's a valuable resource in Iowa, and I'd just love to see this bill move forward. So with that, I'd invite any questions or comments from my colleagues.
Thank you, Senator Rosenboom. Are there any comments on House File 522? Senator Walz, you're in order.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Senator Rosenboom, appreciate you managing this bill this afternoon. We were looking through the bill in caucus. Could you speak to which department will have regulatory oversight over anaerobic digesters after the bill becomes law?
I'll get to your question in just a minute, Senator Walz, but I do remember one procedural thing that we did not take care of, Mr. Chairman.
Oh.
If you'll indulge me, Senator Walz.
By all means.
There is a subcommittee report, and it was signed by Senator Driscoll, who is the chairman of the subcommittee, and it was signed by me and by Senator Kinney. So for the record, let that be stated.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator Rosenboom.
Now, Senator Walz, to your question, and I will admit to being flat-footed, I think without looking up Code Section 459, it deals with the part of the Iowa Code that the DNR would administer. If there's any comments to the contrary, but that's, I would assume it would fall under their purview.
Thank you very much, Senator. That was our initial reading as well, although it appears that where anaerobic digesters is being placed into subsection 2, it raises a little bit of doubt in my mind, so I think I'm going to vote no today, but Mr. Chairman, I want to continue to research on this. I think that we all agree that we want there to be some oversight, especially given this is still a kind of relatively new technology that we're working on, and I apologize for not having been involved sooner, but I appreciate the concept. I think anaerobic digestion is an exciting technology. We all think that this could be an exciting part of making agriculture continuing on our conservation, making it more sustainable, which I know every member of this body shares. So I appreciate this being brought forward. We'll keep looking at it. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Senator Walz. Is there any other comments on the bill? Senator Shipley, you are in order.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. I rise very much in support of this. It brought back a memory from about 50 years ago in my high school chemistry class. We had a gentleman who was our chemistry teacher. He was a brilliant man. He had actually worked on the Manhattan Project during World War II. He was a great chemistry teacher, great compassion for his students, and he told us one day, guys, one day, these landfills we're making out there, we're going to be mining those. There's stuff down there we can make into gas. We can make into fuel. And I never forgot that, even though it's been a while. But the other thing I want to point out, we talk a lot about renewable energy sources, and of course Iowa's kind of the king of renewable energy sources, but it's not sometimes without a cost to the area. And I know most people have areas that wind turbines is one of the hottest issues we've got going on. In my district it is. Senator Costello, there's people really cooked up about being opposed to these. I don't know the right answer, but I also know there's also being proposed a lot of solar energy. There's been a group come to my southern part of my district that's proposing building a 2,500 acre solar farm. they can't farm that ground. They can't do anything else with it. That's going to be in solar energy. I'll grant you, they pay a pretty good rent for the ground they've got. But that's taking land out of production. Is that any worse than urban sprawl? I don't think so. So I think this is one opportunity we've got for create renewable energy, green energy, that is already being done in Iowa with great success. And I think we've got to keep that in mind. We want to move this ahead. You know, our technology today says, well, it really only works in certain scales. I get that. But we also remember there was years ago, the best our cars could do was 10 miles to the gallon. And technology and science in this country has got us so far in all these things that the day's not that far away. We can make a prediction it's going to take so many years to make it more efficient. I'll bet we do it in less than half of that. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Senator Shipley. Any other questions concerning the bill? Senator Mathis, you are in order.
Thanks. This is a civil discussion. So this morning, Senator Rosenboom and Senator Zumbay came over and asked you some questions about this, and you answered some of my issues, but we also talked about what the future holds for this. So we talked about possibly hog confinement, maybe. Well, first we talked about the computer, right? The first computer filled a room. Senator Rosenboom, you said you didn't have a computer. I'm next oldest. I said I had it in one room, and Senator Zumbas, or two rooms, and you said one room. And so, you know, and now here's our computer, right? So we're talking about what's on the horizon. We kind of have to start somewhere, and possibly this is using piping. So a couple questions. So if we were to co-op some of this, so it's not just dairy cattle, dairy cows, or it's beef cattle, that it would include hog confinements in the future. If you're talking about piping, so number one, if you're talking about, you know, let's just envision this, piping from the confinement out to some other facility, or how do you transport manure there? Could you share some of the ideas that we talked about what they're doing with manure, even though, and be polite, right, that they're doing with manure? And secondly, the objection that I've heard is, does this encourage larger operations? So we've got pretty large operations now, but by doing this, does it say to the ag community or those who are in production or related businesses, does it say, let's go, 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 now that we are able to use this biodigester? Will it grow, and do we have an increasing issue then with that? So number one, an envision, can we use this on other things, and how might we do that? Have you thought about that? And secondly, then, does it encourage growth in that way?
Senator Rosenboom, would you like to comment?
They request a yield. Thank you, Senator Mathis. My first thought is we're getting ahead of our skis just a little bit in the sense that today, in today's world, with the technology specific to aerobic, anaerobic digesters, they're not practical at all for use on swine farms. And that has to do with the volume required to make these efficient. Right now, there's only three anaerobic digesters in the state of Iowa. They're all with cattle operations. I'm not aware of any pending breakthrough on this application to swine. To your question about opening up a possibility of larger farms being resulting from this, I suppose that's possible, but I just don't think the economies of scale, they're not there today. And if you were to extrapolate how many swine we would need to power an anaerobic digester, my first thought is that perhaps that leads to an operation the size that maybe doesn't make sense from a health standpoint for livestock. So I don't think this bill is trying to anticipate all of that. I think it's simply putting in an Iowa code to allow an anaerobic digester. We have aerobic digestion right now in code, and this simply opens that door so that these three operations and others can comply with Iowa law and open the door for breakthroughs in technology. So I don't know if that's a very sufficient answer. I just don't see it on the horizon right now, and I think the Iowa legislature, if and when we get to that point, we can deal with that, perhaps in other legislation that we already have site separation distances and that sort of thing in code. And if there would be an instance where that might be questioned or need to be looked at, I think we can do that at that time. That'd be my answer today.
Thank you, Senator Rosenboom. Other questions? Senator Kinney, you are in order.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I sat on this subcommittee, and I've actually gone out to a couple of the digesters. I've got one that sits adjacent to me in my district in Amanas. I used to be in the Clear Creek Amana School Board, so I got to go up there for a tour a number of years ago, and then one over by Walcott. And what I had seen was the science there that I felt that this was a very responsible thing we should do. I also began looking and found that how the EPA is coming out and telling us that all the positives of the and environmental benefits of the anaerobic digester, the diversion of organics from landfill. I had seen that at both the Amana Farms and the one digester by Walcott, where they were bringing in food waste, where they were bringing just waste from different chicken facilities and so forth, and it was being used as a productive because of it, it was resulting in a productive results from that. The old oil and greases from restaurants, the fat from some of the packing facilities that are being used in these digesters. The renewable energy, I know that the one digester was providing electricity for 60 homes in the area. Then where it really caught me was the soil health benefits. Because it goes through the anaerobic process, it's making a much more usable fertilizer. It's being in, or you could use it for bedding. That it was more readily available to the soil. And the soil health benefits to me is if you can have a healthier soil, you're going to have better water retention, you're going to have better nutrient retention, and that's going to be reducing our soil runoff. It's also causing less methane emissions. It's a reduction in methane emissions. Because a lot of these things are going to the landfill where we've been taking them for years. Once they are buried, it's starting to produce methane gas. You know, one of the biggest things we had in Iowa City was the fire out there at the landfill, which burned for weeks. The other thing that I think is responsible is the manure management, because you're making a safer, because it's going through the the anaerobic process. It's making it a safer product to put on our fields because all the pathogens are killed. And the other thing that I learned is that they're also beginning to look at these digesters now for small communities in Iowa, trying to and looking at them taking place of some of the wastewater treatment facilities and trying to save some of our smaller communities money. And it's putting out a more useful product and being able to use that for fertilizer for the fields and so forth. I'm in support of this legislation and kind of glad that I was on this subcommittee to learn so much about it.
Thank you, Senator Kenny. Seeing no further discussion, Senator Rosenboom, you are in order for closing remarks on House File 522.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. There's an old saying goes something like this, that one man's junk's another man's treasure. We sometimes see and hear some hand-wringing about this production of manure in the state of Iowa because we have such a vigorous livestock industry. But without getting too lengthy here, I want to remind the body that the manure as it's processed, as it's handled now, we have laws that regulate that. It's a marvelous organic fertilizer product. Just never forget that. Now here we're opening up the door perhaps for another way to handle that product, that one man's junk. I just want to read a few sentences, and Senator Kenny, you touched on this, from one of the proponents of this that spoke at the subcommittee meeting. He says, the ability to capture and use the manure on site in an anaerobic digester facility will help harness valuable nutrients that can be used to fertilize nearby farm fields. That's number one. Number two, the capture of the methane produced in the digesters can be used to produce renewable electricity, renewable natural gas, and renewable thermal energy for use on their farm or for sale to utilities and pipeline. And thirdly, and Senator Kenny, you mentioned this, the treatment of the manure and potentially significant other organic waste streams, such as industrial food processing waste, restaurant and grocery store waste, et cetera, will eliminate most of the harmful pathogens, such as E. coli, during the digestion and the subsequent composting process. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I ask for all of my colleagues to support the passage of House File 522.
Thank you, Senator Rosenboom. Senator Kenny, how do you wish to vote? Short form has been called for. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say nay. Does anyone want to be recorded as a no? Senator Reagan is a no. Senator Smith is a no. Senator Walls is a no. Did I miss anyone? If that's it, thank you. With that being said, the House File 522 passes, and Senator Smith moves we adjourn.